Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. Iraqi government forces swept into the Kurdish-held city of Kirkuk on Monday, capturing the governor's office, key military sites, and an oil field. In a lightning-fast strike, Baghdad's U.S.-trained troops entered the northern city and, on orders from Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi, raised Iraqi flags in place of the Kurdish banners. The move came less than a day after launching the operation in response to last month's Kurdish vote for independence that the central government declared was illegal. Baghdad described the advance as largely unopposed, but an aid organization said some Kurdish Peshmerga and Iraqi fighters were killed in an overnight clash south of Kirkuk before the government troops advanced into the city. The Peshmerga said Iraq would pay a heavy price for the war on the Afghanistan people. President Trump says his decision not to recertify Iran's compliance with the Iran nuclear deal could lead to its total termination. Monday, as he began a meeting with his cabinet at the White House, he said that's a very real possibility. In remarks that were at times prepared and other times off the cuff, the president said a lot of people agreed with what he did in pulling away from the 2015 accord, which Iran reached with the five permanent members of the UN Security Council and the European Union. However, none of the other parties to the agreement have endorsed Trump's move. This is VOA News. The death toll keeps climbing after Saturday's massive truck bombing in Mogadishu. By Monday afternoon, the Somali government put the death count at 302 and the wounded at 429. Analysts say the Somali government must be more vigilant against improvised explosive devices if the country is to avoid similar attacks in the future. From Nairobi, VOA's Jill Craig has more.
It's being called the single deadliest attack in Somalia's history. A huge truck bomb that detonated in the middle of a busy Mogadishu intersection on Saturday. Its magnitude stunned a city already well accustomed to deadly bombings by the Al-Qaeda-linked terror group Al-Shabaab, although no one has yet claimed responsibility. Rashid Abdi, Horn of Africa Project Director for the International Crisis Group, says the horrendous loss of life eclipses anything seen in Somalia in the last two decades.
For the next decade, Al-Shabaab will continue to be a threat, and I think they will continue to launch these kind of suicide attacks.
Abdi says that the internal security apparatus in the country needs to be strengthened, but notes that the task cannot be completed in a day. Jill Craig, VOA News, Nairobi.
Bangladeshi police say a boat carrying at least 50 Muslim Rohingyas fleeing Myanmar's Rakhine State for Bangladesh capsized in the Naf River, drowning at least five people, four of them children. Many more remain missing. Rescuers recovered the bodies of at least 12 people from the scene Monday, according to a reporter for VOA's Bangla service. Officials say 21 people survived the incident. Venezuela's opposition coalition has refused to recognize the results of Sunday's gubernatorial elections, where the ruling socialists won a surprise majority, raising concern among some about more political turmoil in the nation. Venezuela has been rocked by protests that have left more than 100 dead since April. Food shortages, political repression, and crime encourage the protests. And U.S. Army Sergeant Bo Bergdahl, held by Taliban insurgents in Afghanistan for 5 years before being freed in a prisoner swap, pleaded guilty Monday to charges that he endangered his fellow soldiers by walking off his post at a court-martial hearing in Fort Bragg, North Carolina. Bergdahl said he was guilty of the charges of desertion and misbehavior before the enemy. The latter carries a maximum sentence of life in prison. He said he intended to cause alarm and draw attention to what he saw as problems with his unit. There's more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.